So yet this week, Parashat Shmini, we've discussed the very tragic story that happens in this week's Parashah several times already. The tragedy in the peak of celebration, inaugurating the Mishkan, all of Am Yisrael donated to and was building all together, finally here. And then on that day, Nadav and Avihu, fire comes down from the sky, kills them both, and suddenly everything goes silent. Aaron is silent. This year, we focused on what happens right after it.
Yeah, because we saw that Moshe says to Aaron and to his sons, not to mourn. It's not so clear. Why shouldn't they mourn? We know the halacha is that a Kohen who's mourning is not supposed to be doing avodah. Why suddenly here are they not supposed to mourn? More than that, he says, don't mourn and don't worry. Everyone else will mourn for you. What does that even mean, that others mourn for you? What is this all about?
Exactly. Some very, very incredibly relevant thoughts for what's going on in our day today around here in Eretz Yisrael and in the world in general. Some very important lessons to be learned from these just few psukim from this story. Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. So yeah, it's this week for Parashat Shmini, probably one of the most tragic stories in the Torah. We've discussed this a few times in the past few years. First of all, we discussed what exactly did Nadav and Avihu do wrong? Why did they have to be killed? Why were they killed? What exactly is going on over there? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care so much about the details? One of the greatest questions in our tradition. We discussed that in one video. We also talked about the concept of Kiddush Hashem, because we find over here Moshe Rabbeinu turning to Aaron and telling him, I knew this was going to happen. I knew one of us was going to die. I didn't know which. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bekrovai Ekadesh. I'm going to be sanctified among my people, among the ones who are close to me. What is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? What is this concept of Kiddush Hashem? We discussed this in the past, a very relevant concept for what's been going on in the past few months here in Eretz Yisrael. This year, I want to talk about what happens right after it. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu says, Bekrovai Ekadesh, Aaron very famously doesn't answer. He keeps silent, Vaidoma Aaron, and then Moshe calls over the cousins to pull out Nadav and Avihu. And then he turns to Aaron, Elazar, and Itamar and commands them that they are not allowed to mourn. A few commandments that they should not do any type of mourning. Because if they do mourn, then they will also kill themselves, they will die. But also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be upset with the entire Klal Yisrael, with all of the nation. And when you look at these psukim, at these just few psukim, you really have to ask, first of all, why when Moshe Rabbeinu turns to them, he turns to all three individually, Aaron, Elazar, and Itamar. We know the Torah is very particular with the words it says, what it chooses to say. Up until now, and also right after this, in the next parshiyah, when we talk about drinking wine as Kahanim, the Torah refers to Aaron and his sons. Moshe always turns to Aaron and his sons in plural. Here, Moshe turns to all three individually. So why is the Torah doing that? But on top of that, even more so, the greater question is, what do we want from them? We know halachically that Kohanim, even when one of their relative dies, they should stop their work and they should go and deal with one of those seven relatives that they have. So maybe Aaron not, because he's the Kohen Gadol, but Elazar and Itamar specifically, they should be pushed to deal with their brothers who were killed. So what are we expecting them here? Why is Moshe commanding them not to mourn? How do we even expect them not to mourn with such a terrible thing happening right over there? Forget the tragic moment on peak of celebration. Just the fact that they just lost two of their brothers, half their family. Aaron lost half his sons. How do we expect them not to mourn? Obviously, a very relevant question also for what's been going on in the past few months here in Eretz Yisrael. What is this all about?
Yeah, I agree. And what makes it even more strange is the next sentence is, you shouldn't mourn, but don't worry, your brothers, they'll mourn. I mean, you can't mourn for someone else. Mourning is about, you know, a feeling you have is the loss that you have. It's a personal thing. You can't transfer your crying to someone else. They'll cry for you. What does that even mean? What is Moshe telling them here? But I think that actually, as you're saying, in this war, this is actually something we've come across. This idea of this isn't the right time for mourning. We hear this very often. There will be a time to mourn. There will be a time to deal and recognize what we have lost and how much we have lost. But now we're on a mission. Now we're at war. Now we have what to do. There's a certain mission. Why? What does that even mean? Why is there a contradiction between the two? Why can't I also mourn and also fight a war. And I think this goes to a very basic point where a person, there's two aspects to who I am. There's me as an individual, even me as an individual who has a certain role, who has certain things that I do for others. But at the end of the day, it's me as an individual. And then there's me as part of Kalei Yisrael. And there are certain things, there are certain shlichut in life. There are certain missions where I go beyond the individual me. And I'm not only doing, you know, my part, doing my role. It's more than that. I'm disconnecting from that individual me. And now I'm part of that greater klal. I'm part of something that's much greater than that individual me. And the truth is you can't always be in those two at the same time. If you over-focus on the individual, on the prat, on your needs, on your loss, on where you're at, you may disconnect from your role as a klal, from your mission, from the shlichut that you're in. And this is exactly what we have at war. What we're saying is, yes, we've lost friends, we've lost other people, we've lost other soldiers, but now we're not here for us. It's not about us as an individual. There will be time for us as an individual later. Now, we're representing all of Am Yisrael. We're now at war. We're fighting now for everyone else. Everyone's eyes are looking at us, expecting us to lead the way, to win this war, to fight the battle. If we lose contact with that, if we start focusing on our own loss, we may not be able to fight the bigger battle. We may get too caught up in what we've lost, in how much we've lost, and where we're at, and not look at the bigger picture and lose contact from the bigger picture. And maybe that's exactly what's happening here in our parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Aaron and says, this moment was all about the Bikrovaya Kadesh, was all about the Kedusha, was all about the Shechina coming down and being sanctified, was all about, as we discussed in the past, recognizing that godliness is bigger than all of us. We built the Mishkan, as we've said in the past, but the Mishkan is greater than everything that we've done in all of our activities. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't step into the Mishkan. The Shechina is something bigger than us. What we're creating here is bigger even than me and you, Aaron and Moshe, and even then the Nadav and Avihu, who are maybe even greater than us. And what Moshe is saying, this moment is exactly what Nadav and Avihu, Hu Asher Diber Hashem Bikrovai Kadesh, this is what they died for. This is what they were Moser Nefesh to. They maybe went wrong. They fell in the process. They didn't get to, but they are part of what happens and what's happening in this day, of recognizing that what we are bringing here is greater and more holy and elevated than everything we can possibly be as humans, and it's going to be able to lift us up to a whole other level. And as Moshe turns to them and says, there's room for mourning. We will mourn. Am Yisrael will mourn too. This isn't even only your loss. This is a great loss. We all recognize that loss, but not yet. Now you're on a mission, and now you need to elevate yourself beyond the individual. Maybe that's why, and this answers your other question, that's why Moshe turns to them by name. Because what he's saying is, usually there's Aaron and there's his sons. Aaron is the Kohen Gadol, his sons are the regular Kohanim. But when talking about your mission, not as an individual, but your mission as part of Klal Yisrael, every person is part of that mission. Not you as, forget you and what your role is. You are part of something greater, and therefore there are no levels here. Because anyone who quits at this moment will destroy everything, as Moshe says. This isn't your issue. Everyone's expecting you. Each one of you, no matter who you are, you, each one of you is part of this great mission. Now, not only for yourselves, for all of Am Yisrael, and for Nadav and Avihu, that's exactly what they were trying to achieve. Continue this mission. Bring us to that moment where the Shechina comes down and we make a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu within us.
Exactly, exactly. And I think just like you're saying, there's a very interesting point with Moshe turning to all three of them telling them that, like you said, this is your mission now. You guys have a mission. Don't forget that in the end of the day, you're not here as individuals, like you said, but you are here as representatives of Am Yisrael. You are the Kohanim. You are representing Klal Yisrael in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole purpose of the Mishkan is to bring Shekhinah into the world in order for Am Yisrael to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world and be a light unto the nations and glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the world. You are the Kohanim. You are the ones making that connection over there. Now you are in the middle of that mission. You have just begun your mission. Now it's only starting, this mission of connecting Am Yisrael. And obviously all three of you are representing Am Yisrael, but you're not there as individuals. You're also not there as Aaron and his sons, as a book of laws for the future, just like every time Moshe Rabbeinu talks to them and explains to them different laws which have to do with Kohanim. But you are there in your job, and this is your job, and you have to continue your job. You know, and maybe we can even say, when you look at these psukim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is turning to Aharon, Elazar, and Itamar, and telling them that if you guys stop your work now, then you understood nothing about what you're supposed to do. And what do I mean? Because as we said, this concept of Bikrovaya Kaddish, these words that Moshe Rabbeinu says, these incredible words, these terrifying words, these terrible words, there isn't really words to describe what Kiddush Hashem is. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says Bikrovaya Kaddish, Rashi straight away on the spot explains to us, what is Moshe talking about? What does he mean? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this? So Rashi throws us all the way back to Sefer Shemot, to Parashat Tetzaveh. And over there in Parashat Tetzaveh, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded on creating the clothes for Aaron. And then also he's commanded about these Shivat Yemei HaMiluim, these 7 days preparing for the Mishkan. And then on the Yom Chanukah Mishkan, on the day itself when they inaugurate the Mishkan. And over there, Rashi says there's a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, V'no'adeti shama livnei Yisrael v'nigdash bichvodi. I will be there in Ol Moed, and that's how everything is going to become holy. And then the pasuk continues on to say, V'kidashti, I'm going to sanctify the Mizbeach and everything else around. And then, V'shachanti betoch bnei Yisrael, I will dwell, I will rest in Am Yisrael. The Shechina will come down. And then, on top of everything, the Torah says, V'yadu ki ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hoceti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. You will know, the world would know that I'm the God of this world. This is the purpose of the Mishkan. This is the mission statement of the Mishkan. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining to Moshe over there in Parashat Tetzaveh. And when you see the psukim over there, you understand, first of all, that this is the great mission of the Mishkan and the great mission of Am Yisrael. But very interestingly, there's something else over there. These psukim are brought not only after Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded on the inauguration of the Mishkan of what kind of sacrifices does Aaron have to bring on that first day. But then also the Torah goes in to a very interesting mitzvah, to the Korban HaTamid, to the mitzvah of bringing the daily sacrifice. The Torah says, right after finishing explaining what Aaron and his sons have to do, the Torah continues on to say, and then you have to bring the daily sacrifice every single day in the morning and in the evening. And after that, the Torah says, V'no'adati lachem shama, I will be there. That is where you will meet me. This is where you will meet the Kedusha. This is where you will meet the Shekhinah. This is where the Shekhinah is going to come onto the world, like we discussed last week, like we've discussed so many times. But this all comes out of this Korban HaTamid. And seeing this, understanding this, maybe this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron, Elazar, and Itamar over here. Like I was saying, Moshe turning to them and saying to them, if you think that right now, on the first day of inaugurating the Mishkan, of beginning your job, of your mission, you think you can stop, then you understood nothing about Hashra'at Shekhinah. Hashra'at Shekhinah, bringing Shekhinah into the world, bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, bringing Hashem's name into the world and glorifying it, and making Hashem's name big and great in the world, and making the world a better place, is not something that just happens and once you do it, you're done with it and you can move on with life. This is something that is ongoing. This is something daily. This is something that requires persistence. This is something that requires hatmada. This is something that you have to do every single day in the morning and in the evening. And if you don't do it, if you stop, then you lose everything. And this is maybe what Moshe is telling them. If you stop the work now, you understood nothing about Hashra'at Shekhinah. Hashra'at Shekhinah, fulfilling Am Yisrael's purpose in the world, is a long path. Doesn't just stop one day and that's it, you're done with it. It's not something that only if I do task one and task two, that's it, I can go home after. No, it's a daily mission, and not only a mission, but also, as we've discussed so many times, it's a daily struggle. And to survive that struggle, to win those battles, to overcome those struggles, the way to do it is through consistency, is through atmada, is through doing it every single day in the morning and in the evening and not stopping. This is what Am Yisrael is about. It's not about the now. It's not about the right away. It's not about demanding things on the spot. We want this to happen now. We want this right away. There's so many posters around this now, that now. This is not what Am Yisrael is about. Am Yisrael is understanding that the path, that the way is a long way. Am ha-netzach lo mefached miderech ha-hukah. The nation of eternity is not afraid of a long way. We're not afraid of a process that takes time. We understand that the greater things in the world, that the best things in the world take time. We know that they take time, and we know that they come with struggles. We know they come with battles. We know they come with hardships. But in order to overcome those, the most basic way to deal with these things is through consistency, through Korban HaTamid. Maybe this is what the Torah is telling us, is what Moshe is telling Aharon and his two remaining sons over there. You can't stop. The path, the way for Am Yisrael is a long way. And this is your test now to see if you're stopping. Today, on Inauguration Day, on this day you were waiting for so long, today, now is your test. Now, are you stopping and demanding to stop right now? Or are you continuing to push? You're continuing on that mission that you've begun, even though it's hard, even though the struggle is great, even though the loss is terrible. But are you there? Are you there present? Are you there stepping up to continue the push? Maybe this is what's behind this lesson of not being able to mourn Nadav and Avihu. Maybe this is what's behind Rashi connecting us all the way to Parashat Tetzaveh, to Korban HaTamid, to Venoadeti Libnei Yisrael Shama. This is where I will dwell. This is where I will show my Shekhinah. Through this consistency, through this struggle, through this daily work of the day-to-day work of Korban HaTamid. This is how Am Yisrael overcomes all of his challenges and eventually wins the battle.
Yeah, very true. I think, you know, this also answers a different question, which we've discussed in the past, is there's this argument that happens a bit later between Moshe and Aaron about one of the things where Aaron doesn't eat something and Moshe says, why didn't you? How could you do that? And he gets very angry. But then Aaron says, what do you mean? How could I do that with what happened to me today? Of course I shouldn't have eaten the korban. And suddenly Moshe accepts that. And it's very confusing because just a minute ago, we just said that he should continue as if nothing happens. And Rashi brings down one line. He explains the difference. He says, what we were talking about until now was these special korbanot of today, which were part of that special mission. But once we were talking about a regular korban, one of the other tasks that Aaron will do every day from now, which are part of his regular job, there the regular rules apply. And that goes back to what we were saying before, because as we said, when focusing on this mission, Nadav and Avihu were part of this mission. Nadav and Avihu died while trying to achieve this mission. The way to respect Nadav and Avihu is to continue the mission until it's over. Not to quit in the middle because of them. This is what they were trying to achieve. So while dealing with that mission, what you need to do, the way you respect Nadav and Avihu, the way you deal with what happened is you continue pushing. Just as we said about the war, you know, you have losses as part of the war. You don't quit because of those losses. You don't focus on the mourning on your loss. The opposite. This is what they died for. This is what they were trying to achieve. So you continue that mission forward. Whereas when it's dealing with other things, things that aren't part of that greater mission, things which are very important, but they're not part of this mission that Nadav and Avihu were trying to achieve, that we're all trying to achieve, then the regular rules apply. That's what you see in those psukim, exactly the difference between you as an individual, even if your individual role is a role that is for everyone else. But at the end of the day, it's your regular individual role versus your role as part of a mission. When you're part of this mission, and as you mentioned, not just any mission, the mission, then a different set of rules apply. As we said, the way to respect, the way to mourn the David Aviv is to finish the mission that they started, that they were a part of, that they were trying to achieve themselves.
Very good, very good. Exactly. And we also have to mention what we've discussed many times also, this idea of Beita and Achishena. There are two ways to finish a mission. There is the time when the mission is set to finish, that if you do so, then eventually you'll get there and you have to stick to it and you have to fight hard and you have to overcome those struggles in order to finish the mission when you get there. But then also there is the concept of Achishena, where we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. We pray that even though we're not worthy to get there, please bring it closer to us. Let us get to fulfilling that mission even before it's supposed to come. Have mercy on us. Speed up the process for us, because the struggle is very hard for us to take. The struggle is very hard for us to carry. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring it closer to us, so we don't have to go throughout the entire path. This is also what we're davening for now every single day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring the redemption closer. Please bring the hostages home. Please bring our soldiers back home after the mission is fulfilled to destroy the evil out of this world. And Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Mevarchim. Chodesh Tov. And Emet Hashem. We'll talk again next week.